We are holding in Siman Tov Mem Beis, Sif Vav. Noagu Legaru Haksolim. There's a minig in Yisrael to scrape the walls, Vakisois, and the chairs, Shenoga Bahem Chometz, which came into contact with Chometz. The Yesh Lahem Al Mashi Yismochu. This minig is not, it's a minig, it's not Iker Hadin, but nevertheless, it is not a silly minig. Is a minig that has a basis. In the Yerushalmi, we find that one who is toch beisoy b'tzek, who covers his walls with dough, has a chiyuv beer, which means that even dough on the wall should be removed. V'im yesh chametz besedek, and if chametz is stuck in a crack, sheni yachol lechatech acharo, which cannot be reached. The Mechaber gives us an etza that you can be mevatel the chametz completely to the wall by covering up with some tit, with some type of cement or clay, and therefore it is no longer considered chametz. We go on now to Sif Zayin. We're going to discuss in Sif Zayin a case where you have a wooden bowl which is used for kneading dough. In this bowl, there are leftover pieces of dough, which are stuck in the cracks, and essentially bottle in the bowl, which means that no one is really interested in eating these pieces of dough, or even removing them from the bowl. Now the question is, are the pieces of dough chayiv in beer? Or do we say that these pieces are now considered bottle. They are considered part of the bowl. They're not defined as pieces of dough anymore. The halacha now views them as a part of the bowl. The Mechaber says, "Botzik shebesitke areva im yesh kezayis b'mokom echod chayev levayer." So it depends on the size of the piece of dough. If the size of the dough is a kezayis, therefore, it is too chashev, it is too significant to lose its own identity, and therefore, even if the intent of the owner is to leave it in the bowl permanently, under no circumstances will this kezayis become a part of the bowl and is therefore chayev levayer. The imlav, if the piece is smaller than a kezayis. So then, it depends. Im hoya asui l'chazik b'yishivei harevo, olistoy b'nekev. So what is it doing in the bowl? If it now functions as part of the bowl, in other words, it's patching up the cracks or a hole inside the bowl, so in that case, it is bottle. It is considered completely to be part of the bowl and loses its identity as chametz. Now, if not, v'im lav, chayev levayer. Means if it's not a sweet lechazik, if it's not functioning as part of the bowl, then it is considered chametz and therefore it must be removed and disposed of before Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the chi of beer here is only if the total amount of the dough in the bowl is going to add up to a kezayis of chametz. Because even if each individual piece is not a kezayis, since the total in the bowl is a kezayis, the halacha views it as one piece. It's all one, because all the pieces add up together in the bowl. They're all sitting in one bowl together. That's called a mitzaref in the bowl. But if the total is less than a kezayis, then again there will be no chiv beer. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. That any time you have a piece of chametz which is less than a sheer kezayis, the halacha does not require you to remove that chametz. We will soon prove this to be the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch later on in Sif Yud Aleph, at the end of the siman. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings the opinion of the Magen Avraham, and that many poskim hold that there is an obligation of beer even on a piece of chametz which is smaller than a kezayis. And therefore, so in our case, the halacha would be, even if the chametz is the total chametz is less than a kezayis, and it's assuming that we're talking about a case where it is not a sui l'chazik, of course, so, and there would be a chiv beer, regardless of the amount of chametz inside the bowl. And again, the Mishpura is saying that there are poiskim that hold, many poiskim hold, that there is a chiv beer chametz, even on a piece which is smaller than a kezayis. Now, the Mishpura points out that even according to those machmirim that say that there is a chiv on vasna kezayis, that would also only be true in a case similar to what we're discussing here, where the chametz is inside a bowl. But if the chametz is someplace where it becomes dirty, in that case, everyone agrees that there is no chiyuv beer on a piece smaller than a kezayis. We go on to Sif Ches. The Mechaber is continuing to discuss here the dinim of chametz found in a bowl, which is a sui l'chazik. In other words, and the chametz essentially is bottled to the bowl. It is really part of the bowl. Hayu shnei chatzoy zeisim b'shnei mekoymus v'chut shabotzek b'neihem. If there are two half kezeisim which are connected by a string of dough, royin kol she'ilo yinotel hachut nitolen imoy. So we see if the string of dough, when picked up, the two pieces which are connected will come together with the string, then, in other words, we view it as all one piece. The pieces can be moved as one unit. And therefore, the halacha is chayav levayer. Because, again, we have the principle that we have a kezayis. Whenever there is a kezayis, there is a chayav beer. Even if the chametz is bottle, it's a sui l'chazik, it is actually functioning as a part of the bowl, but as we mentioned before, if there is a sheer kezayis, it is too significant to lose its identity, and therefore it is called chametz, and it's chayiv levayer. V'im lav, but if that is not the case, if the connection is too weak, and it really is not considered one piece, then the halacha is einoy tzorech levayer. Bamedvar mamurim bareva. This is all when we are discussing a bowl. Avul babayis, if the same situation would exist in the house, you have two pieces of dough, each one itself less than a kezayis, even though they're connected by a chut. Here, even though here that you cannot pick up both pieces by just picking up the string of dough, and therefore, as we explained, it will be considered to be two separate pieces, and the halacha is, in the Areva we said, you are not chayav levayer, it's only a chetzi zayis, but here in the house you're chayav levayer. Why? Because just as in the Areva we said, that being that they're in one area, in the kli together they are mitztaref, they are viewed as one, so too in the house, since sometimes they have a potential to come together when the house is swept, therefore they are viewed as one piece, and since in the house there is no svara, there is no concept of it being bottle normally, because if it's on the floor of the house, it is not functioning as the floor, as we explained, the areva becomes actually part of the bowl. Therefore, the halacha is that there is a chiyuv beer. The Mechaber goes on to discuss other similar cases of pieces of dough placed in a house. Chetzi zayis bebayis. Let's say there's a half a zayis in the house. V'chetzi zayis ba'aliyah. And there is another half on the second floor. Chetzi zayis bebayis v'chetzi zayis ba'achsadro. There is one there's a chetzi size in the house and chetzi size outside in the achsadra area, in an outdoor area, in a partially covered area. Chetzi zayis v'vayis v'seh v'chetzi zayis v'vayis shlifni mimenu. There's chetzi zayis in this house and a chetzi zayis in an inner part of the house. Hoyel v'elu hachetzi zayisim dvukim baksolim. Since they're dovuk in the ksolim of a koyis of a kakoyis, einu chayav levayir. The halacha is in these cases you do not need to do beer in the house. Why? So it sounds like the reason given is hoyel ve'elu achetzi zeisim dvukim baksolim, which sounds like a similar svara to that which we mentioned previously in Areva. That's also here, since the chametz is really stuck to the wall here, and it's or stuck to the floor of the house. So it is also functioning as part of the wall, as part of the floor. It's covering up the cracks on the floor, and the same svara applies, and therefore it is batal. It loses its identity as chametz, and therefore there is no chiyuv beer. That seems to be what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings, and others explain, that it does not necessarily have to be that it's dovuk to the wall or to the floor. And even if the dough is not filling cracks, since these pieces of dough are less than a kezias, they're in different locations. Here the halacha is that locations are not considered to be one, and therefore each is an independent piece, and each is a chetzi zayis, and therefore there's no chiyuv beer. So what do you do? El mevakla belibo v'dayo. The halacha is you can rely here on the bittul. That is all that is necessary. Why? Because the Gemara here is undecided as to whether the chametz spread out in these different areas is mitztarif. It's a suffix in the Gemara, and since it's a suffix, once the bittul is done, it becomes a derabbanitiki issue that, as we've said several times, that mida raisa bittul ba'al masaki. One fulfills his obligation from the Torah as far as removing chametz by doing a bittul. That means a bittul, as we discussed in earlier simonim, where a person is mevatel his chametz and says, my chametz is ka'arfa da'ara. The person is yoytze, is chiyav midaraisa with that bittul, and therefore it now becomes an issue midarabbanan as to whether or not there's a chiyav beer, and an issue midarabbanan since the Gemara is in doubt, we can go lekula, we can be lenient and say that the chametz is not mitztarev, and therefore it's only a chetzi zayis, and a chetzi zayis does not need a beer according to the Shulchan Aruch.